Greetings, everyone. Once again, we have the opportunity to bring you some more of the messages of holy love from the Missionary Servants of Holy Love. My name is Judy Heinickel, and I am a missionary servant, and I'm happy to be here with Donna Marine Kyle so that today we can speak to you about the angels and also about St. Therese, whose feast days we've been celebrating in the last 10 days or so. Let's begin with a prayer. Don, you have a good prayer for us to start with today?
Yes, I do, Judy. This is was given to Marine on December of 31st of 1995, and it's an invocation to the holy angels, and goes like this. Dear heavenly angels, all who reside in heaven and assist us on earth, guide us, minister to the needs of all mankind. Be for us a liaison between God and man. Protect the tabernacles of the world as you protect our hearts as well against the attacks of the evil one. Dear angels, take all our needs and petitions to heaven and lay them on the divine altar of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks, Don. It's a beautiful prayer. Contained within it are the elements that we often see the angels achieving for us that we'll see in some of the messages we quote later on. We did have the Feast of St. Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael on September 29th, and the Feast of St. Therese, the Little Flower, on October 1st, and October 2nd, we had the Feast of the Guardian Angels. Here at the property, we had beautiful ceremonies during those times, and we have lots to share with our listeners today about that. But let's start with Saint Therese, who's one of our patrons, and the French way apparently to say it is Therese. It's also often pronounced Saint Therese, which we're more accustomed to. And Saint Therese is one of the patrons of Holy Love Ministries given to us by the Blessed Mother. Interestingly so, and of course a great choice from heaven, because St. Therese in her life did reflect many of the same qualities and messages that we've been given to announce to the world here at Holy Love Ministries. She was so strong on the Eucharist, and in her life, if you read her life, you'll see the great devotion she had, the great eagerness she had to be able to make her first Holy Communion, and the impact that had on her from that point on. Back in those days, one of the traditions that perhaps we should resurrect today is people actually had a retreat before their first communion, although they were a little older, but the reflection of the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist and how real that is in our lives and each day the opportunity to receive. She was thrilled, and this made a big difference to her. She also had a great devotion to the Blessed Mother and believed greatly in the communion of saints and the effect that the individuals here on earth in this part of the communion of saints have, and the way that the saints in heaven can affect us, and also how all of us can pray for the souls in purgatory. And she based that knowledge and devotion to the communion of saints on the presence of love in our lives. Once again, the holy love that we speak about so frequently here at the mission. Also, divine mercy and the present moment came up frequently in her writings. For one so young, 24 years of age when she died, she certainly gave us a lot of information, and so simply stated is again so simply stated here in the message of holy love. Love God above all else, love your neighbor as yourself.
I believe that the little flower once said that her vocation was love, which is what missionary servants of holy love are called to.
Exactly. And she left a convent, she's the patron of missions. And Blessed Mother's asking us to do the same thing. She's called us missionaries of holy love to take to anyone we meet in our lives, but also through our prayer to affect people everywhere. With this message of holy love, that they'll be touched by God's love and start giving love to the people around them. So she's a beautiful example for us of how to live holy love and why. Now, on a few occasions, she has appeared to you, Maureen, yes. And we've got a few messages that she's given us or Blessed Mother has told us about her. Back in June of 97, Blessed Mother came, and she had Padre Pio and St. Therese with her, both of them. And she said, "Praise be to Jesus, my angel, I invite you to put this down. This mission has as its patron and patroness these two saints. I will reveal to you some things you cannot understand on your own. Both of these, Saint Therese and Padre Pio, were victims of love, holy love. Both made great strides to bridge the span between heaven and earth through holy love. The good Father Pio carried visible signs on his body of this love, a love he shared with his Savior. I come to you under this title, Refuge of Holy Love, bearing this sign of love on my hand, which I extend to the world. Holy love is the bridge of reconciliation between heaven and earth. The cross of Jesus is love. When I cooperated in the passion and death of my Son, I extended this bridge of holy love to all humanity. As yet to be pronounced is this my role. So she was showing us very clearly and immediately that Saint Therese and Padre Pio were great examples to us of holy love and how to bring them to the world. Mm-hmm. In October of 97, once again, she had Saint Therese with her. Saint Therese apparently gets to travel around sometimes with Blessed Mother across
She's
time and space.
She's her own travel agent.
Her own travel agent. Blessed Mother was talking to us about end times on October 1st of 97 and giving us the answer. And this is what she said: the terrible day of retribution has not yet come. I am building for the Lord a remnant, mighty in prayer, unyielding in faith and tradition. These holy ones will endure through my certain and prevailing grace. This will be a time of the Alpha and the Omega. It will be a time of purification for the church. It is necessary that the impure pass through this purifying flame. But before this terrible day, Jesus sends me to purify those who will respond to me in the flame of my heart, which is holy love. To some, it seems too simplistic. Understand, the simple is difficult to live. Now she has Saint Therese of Lisieux with her. All vocations and stations in life are to be vested in holy love, as this humble nun proclaimed. All must realize the significance of the present moment. It is in the present moment that the reality of your salvation lies. You are always in the refuge of my heart when you live this message. So Saint Therese is an example to us of that. Here's another one where she just showed up with October 8th of 97. She has the little flower with her. Remember, my daughter, this saint who never left the cloister, but who became the patron saint of missionaries. She will assist you. This was just after she was telling us about being a missionary. She had said, understand that my heart, Blessed Mother's heart, is a missionary heart. It is a servant's heart. It is as well an apocalyptic heart. These times and this hour is one of great insecurity and confusion. Faith is nebulous, watered down, and compromised. The sin of abortion is like a black death threatening the future of the world. Therefore, it is necessary, as a good missionary, that I form the strong remnant of faith and shelter them in the refuge of my heart. Just as I formed a Marian army of priests, I am now forming a holy remnant of faith. You will come from the arms of obscurity to make this known, my daughter. The missionary servants will spread and strengthen the remnant through prayer. The way of holy love will be their bylaw. This way will lead them into the New Jerusalem. And it was at that point that the little flower appeared with her and told us then about her being a missionary, though she stayed in her convent. So and then she continued, you must be certain to follow the remnant of faith as it now stands under John Paul II. Yes, the faith is already fragmented. Be strong. I am protecting you, and I will protect your faith. Now, that was a little lengthy to read, but the reason it was important is because then Saint Therese was the one who came and gave us, at Heaven's command, a prayer for the remnant church. And so Blessed Mother had prepared us for 2 months and visits with Saint Therese coming and talking about the remnant and the faith and so forth and about being missionaries to give us this beautiful prayer. And this is Saint Therese comes. She says, I have come in praise of Jesus. Our Mother sends me to dictate to you this prayer. Heavenly Mother, protectress and refuge of the faith, lead and protect the holy remnant of the tradition of faith. Keep us faithful to the church tradition as handed down through John Paul II and as stated in the New Catechism. Help us to boldly bear the light of this faith in the face of all apostasy, heresy, and schism. Unite us, the holy remnant, in your immaculate heart. Amen. And so we really have a beautiful story there of St. Therese helping us and being a guide for us to pray to, and with the prayer that she gave us on heaven's behalf about the remnant. And then I have another time here where St. Therese came October 1st of 98, and she had a rose in her hand. That was, of course, her feast day. And she said, "This is the rose that represents trust in providence. It must open fully for those around you to appreciate its fragrance." Blessed Mother said, "Pray with me now for those who do not trust. Come to realize, my dear little ones, that when your trust is tested, it is not an excuse to falter or to slip into the sin of despair. Rather, it is an opportunity to advance in holiness by exercising the virtues of trust, confidence, patience, and perseverance. If you ask me, I will give you the grace to assist you." And so, trusting in divine providence and not despairing when we have trouble are the things that they're still talking to us about. Apparently, we haven't quite absorbed that real well. Well, unfortunately, I don't have here with me the message we received from St. Therese on this year, on October 1st. She came and once again gave us some support in our prayer lives and seemed to appreciate the celebration that we had for her on her feast. So we appreciate St. Therese and encourage everybody to follow a devotion to her and her little way.
Judy, on St. Therese's feast day, you gave a talk in regard to the roses. Mm-hmm. It's been typically signified that many roses or rose petals mm-hmm. are given to those that pray the novena to St. Therese. Mm-hmm. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, that tradition. How it began? Yeah, the tradition of that is a very interesting story from her life. When she was a little girl, they used to have Eucharistic processions, especially around the time of First Communion. And as a little girl, she loved to take the rose petals and throw them up as she was standing on the side of the procession and see if her rose petals would get high enough to touch the Eucharist that was in procession, because she felt that it was touching the face of Jesus. And she continued that tradition in the convent. She was made the novice mistress, even though she was so young, and she was bringing the novices up in this same simple love of Jesus. And so they went out to a big cross they had in the garden of their cloister, and they would take rose petals from their garden and throw them up to see whose rose petals could reach the face of Jesus on the cross. And that is why the rose petals are so important in the tradition of honoring St. Therese. And often with times we make the novena hoping to see a rose at the end of the novena in some way or another that is a sign that she's going to help intercede for us for the petitions that we've had.
And even though her life was basically very short, she died when she was 24 years of age. She stated that she would spend her heaven doing good on earth.
And she is.
Yep.
And we're grateful. Very, very grateful. So thank you, St. Therese. And now we can talk about the angels. What a beautiful topic. We had such a good time at our services for the angels. Interestingly, St. Michael himself came on the feast of Michael Gabriel and Raphael. Maureen, would you like to tell us what he looks like, what St. Michael looks like?
When I see St. Michael, he looks like light shining through beautiful crystal, except his eyes are a deep, penetrating blue, and he has curly blonde hair. That's the only color I see on him. He's a very strong defender of the faith and of our hearts in the present moment.
How large is he, honey?
His wings go up about 9 feet, the tops of his wings.
Oh, my. A large and powerful mm-hmm. patron for us. When he came on this feast day, he came, you said he was girded in red?
He had on a red, whatever the soldiers wear, that little
that
dress
Roman,
or whatever.
Yes. That Roman, mm-hmm. I don't know what to call it. It's like kilts, only it's not...
Right.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Well, the statue is right next to us here. We're just preparing to put it out in front of the property. Our Lady had asked that we accept donations to purchased this brilliant statue of St. Michael. He's got a sword in one hand, he's in his battle gear, and he's got his left hand, an index finger pointing up to heaven, and definitely will make a statement to those driving by the prayer center here.
They will know that this property belongs to Blessed Mother and is guarded by Michael. When he came on the 29th, he made an interesting statement. He said in the world, he's often depicted as with a sword, but he said that his sword is not as powerful as the heel of the Blessed Virgin Mary, which is a holy love. Mm-hmm. So just a great inspiration for us.
And the heel is made up of those dedicated to her that live in that virtue of holy
consecrated
love.
To her in her heart.
And it's her heel that will defeat Satan in these times.
Well, thank goodness. There's a lot of Satan to defeat. In the messages that we have, I wanted to say one more thing about our services. On the Saturday, on the 2nd, we had the Feast of the Guardian Angels, and on both occasions we were singing a song, which is actually from the group Alabama. They have a song called I believe in angels. I can't get it spit out here. And we were singing that particular song, that refrain. And when Blessed Mother came, she did tell us, yes, believe in your angels. She reflected back to us what we had been singing in our service. Mm-hmm. She said, my dear missionary servants of holy love, I have come as I desire that you believe in the angels you have been given to help you and guide you to salvation. When you are sorrowing, your angel is caressing your soul. When you are happy, your angel is joyful with you. When you are sad, your angel is sorrowing with you. All through life, this heavenly companion pulls you back onto the path of holy love and assists you in propagating the message of holy love. Yes, my dear children, believe in your angels and follow the directions they place in your hearts. Tonight I am extending to you my blessing of holy love. So that was a beautiful message from Blessed Mother.
And correspondingly, Judy, Our Lady has asked that, or had asked that we have a lake dedicated to the holy angels. It's semi in the shape of an angel wing toward the halfway point of the property. And this lake was completed a couple of months ago. There's not much water in it now, but it's going to be very beautiful. And she stated that, let me see here, I think it was from July. No, that's the wrong one.
It's on the last page, okay. April 3rd of 99.
April 3rd.
Last page here.
Well, do you have it there?
I do have
it. Why don't you read it, Drew?
Okay, she said, my dear children, I have come to confirm to you that around the Lake of Angels, Jesus has ordained that one from each choir of angels will stand in attendance. Many graces will be given. Faith will be protected, and Satan's snares will be revealed to souls. I am particularly happy and fond of this plan. I myself will reign over this lake, and many graces will be forthcoming. Isn't that something? And they're going to enlighten us as to Satan's snares in the world. Boy.
And another promise that Blessed Mother has given, of the many, many graces that that she's promised and that are given here, that those who come to visit will be given an additional angel. And let me read a message on here in regard to that angel. Our Lady states, my angel, of course this was to Maureen, and angel means messenger. Allow me to clarify the issue concerning the angels given on the property. Each one who comes to the property receives an angel who assists them in going deep in the holy love message. The soul that unites to the will of God through holy love is already in the New Jerusalem and living in union with divine love. Thus it may be said that the holy love angel leads the soul into the New Jerusalem.
And you know that Jesus had actually given us a message similar to that, explained that to us back in 94 when he said, the angel that each one is given at Maranatha is the angel of holy love. This angel stands guard over the doorway to your heart, repelling that which is not of holy love and preparing the heart to be part of the New Jerusalem.
We've had a number of people ask, well, what's my angel's name? And Our Lady conversely said that people should not be concerned about the name of their angel. They can choose any name, and the angel will respond, but they should learn to call upon that angel in times of need.
And I believe that those who have reached the property and are going to be part of the remnant receive an angel to strengthen them in that as well. Everyone gets an angel of holy love when they come to the property, and those who will be part of the remnant also receive an angel for that purpose. And the function of the angels is fascinating. Actually, in reviewing all of these messages that mention angels, it's very clear they have a lot of different jobs to do. Sometimes they come in, as you describe them, Maureen, they're fixing her veil, mm-hmm. or they're all of a sudden the flowers that surround her turn into angels, or the spots of light, the little things of light are turned into angels. Sometimes she's sending angels to help people. She's promising us to send people angels to help us out. Mm-hmm. And she's mentioned many times that the angels are taking our petitions back to heaven at yes. her request. She certainly has command of the angels. A few times they've been singing. They're singing or they're exclaiming, exclaiming about Blessed Mother. You had something to say about that.
I think it was St. Bernard or St. Bonaventure. At one point in time when he was on earth, he was taken to heaven. And as Our Lady was moving about heaven, the angels would prostrate themselves down in front of her and say, "Hail Mary, Hail Mary, Hail Mary," and they would all do that in unison. And then they would get up and lift their hands and their arms and say to her, "Pick me, choose me, pick me," in order to come back down to earth to assist her in whatever her needs might be.
It's just beautiful.
So it's a tremendous grace for us to actually serve the Queen of the Angels,
the Queen of the Angels
down here on earth.
That's right. And we should remember to send our angels when we... To those that we need to help. Maureen, I think you have one message in particular you wanted to read to us.
Yes, Judy, this was from July 19th, 1993, and it's from St. Raphael. "This morning when I was praying to the angel Raphael, he came and stood next to me. He had large wings, dark hair, and features, and was dressed in green. I asked him if he believed in Jesus, that Jesus Christ was born in the flesh. He bowed so low, his wings covered his head. He said, 'I believe Jesus Christ was born of the flesh.' Then he straightened up and looked right at me. He said, 'And so do you.' He continued, 'You need to go deeper into the mother's heart. Do not give in to discouragement. Remember, God does not ask of you what you cannot give.' I asked him how I could do this. He said, 'Continually seek the refuge of her heart, and in so doing, do not dwell on anything discouraging.' Then he disappeared."
Isn't that beautiful? Giving us advice once again on how to live. Well, we have to end our session today, and we are hoping that you'll continue to listen with us as we pray the Night Hearts Chaplet and the Rosary. And God bless you all this coming week.